Paul is still out to lunch, I believe. That might have been the most incredible exit of all time, limits. Can we go back and replay Paul raging at the end of that segment and then saying, I got to go to lunch? That was an amazing exit.
Did you hear me talking to Cabali about Paul going to lunch?
No. It was one of the greatest mid-show exits in fan history. He's coming back for like half the 1 o'clock hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he'll be able to talk to Zangrilli.
Maybe. He'll definitely be back for quiz show, because it wouldn't be very fun if it was just me answering questions against myself.
Me versus you, and I have the answer key.
We got to go to Cabali, and we got to do it quickly. Hello, big boy. You there? Is he there? Big boy?
I'm here now. I tell Austin to get his things together here.
This is Paul's fault, and I apologize. We only have like 3 minutes, maybe five.
All right, see you, bye.
Do you want to go right into free association in this case? This is an emergency.
Joe, it's the Joe Starkey show, so I'll do whatever you want.
This is an emergency. Fan weather, the Chevy summer drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 75 today with sunny skies. Oh, no, I had a bone to pick with you first.
You seem
to indicate that it was really easy to switch from right to left and left to right on the offensive line. I've had guys in here who played in the NFL. John Runyon was one who said, yeah, for some guys it's easy. For a lot of guys, it's like learning a new language. Well, if it's so easy, why can't Dan Moore do it?
Well, it's easy for some guys and easy for not other guys. But I'm thinking if you're a professional football player playing at a high level at a Texas A&M, at a Georgia, that it shouldn't take that long to be able to flip from one side to another. It's not like we're learning a whole different language here.
No, people actually say it is like you're learning a whole different language here.
People,
then why can't Dan Moore do it?
Well, because, you know, you got to put yourself right in. Well, I don't know why he can't do it. Maybe he just doesn't feel comfortable. The reason why the Steelers are approaching it like it is right now is it puts him in the best situation to be successful right now, to have Dan Moore at a place where he's comfortable at left tackle, and a guy like Broderick Jones, who Russell Wilson said that's the reason why he came here and signed here. I thought that was pretty funny. On the right side.
Wait, why did Russell Wilson come here and sign here?
He talked about 10, 15 minutes ago. He made sure to call out Broderick Jones and tell him how talented he is. And he goes, that was the reason why I signed here.
For Broderick Jones.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. But.
All right, so you don't think that they're jerking around Broderick Jones and hurting his development by flip-flopping him?
I think they're just looking out what's best for the team right now, what's potentially could happen if Fatanu's out week one or two. I think they're just looking for the big picture right now. Now, hurting the development, I don't know, could you have hurt the development last year by not putting him at left tackle? I don't think so. I think he's talented enough, young enough, be able to make a switch at a, you know, not a very difficult decision, not a very difficult process for a guy of that talent, in my opinion.
They going to draft another left tackle next year in the first round and not play him at left tackle? Then they'll have three.
Well, they better draft an interior defensive lineman, but don't worry, Joe. It's going to all work out here when everybody's healthy. You're going to have Roderick at left, Fatanu at right. And you have to understand, Fatanu played left last year, but that was Penix's offside. So it all basically works out. So I don't know. I think they'll be fine here at offensive line come week one.
What? They're in total disarray right now. They have rookies starting. They have a guy coming back from injury, and they might have to go with Dan Moore. How is that fine? What's happening here? I've turned into Zeiss.
As I keep saying, I think Dan Moore takes a little bit more criticism than he's deserved. Is he the best? No. Is he the worst? Absolutely not. He's more than serviceable. I'm not saying that Fatanu was not a better option, but if you have those two, Fatanu, Broderick Jones, I think you got two very solid guards who have a ton of experience, and you have a center who has nothing but upside ahead of him, and a offensive line coach who has the penchant of getting the best out of guys after, you know, he works with them for a couple weeks. I mean, last 2 years, they had the best offense, one of the better offensive lines in the league come week on and prior. You'd imagine that's just not by coincidence. That has to do with the coach, right?
Wait, when did they have it? You said after, like, the second half of years?
Yeah, about the second half of the year, they finally, like, got everything together and start playing extremely well.
I know, but your point was that
that can't happen again.
Right. It might, but your point was that everything's in great shape for week one in Atlanta.
Not great shape, but it's not, put it this way, it's better than what was 3 years ago, right? The post-Pouncey, you don't have Trey Turner playing and Chuk Secor for
Yeah, I guess they don't have an undersized guard from Illinois who doesn't want to play center blocking for Ben. So that's pretty good.
It's all perspective. I think eventually they'll be fine. I think it might take a couple weeks, a month or so, but I think that offensive line will continuously get better as the season goes on.
I think that's very reasonable, and I respect your opinion. Are you ready for free association?
All right.
How many games does Russell Wilson start this season, assuming good health?
Man, I'm going to be biased here. I'm going to say them all.
Okay.
I just don't see it right now, man. I just don't see what maybe some other people are seeing. I think Russell Wilson will be fine.
What's your opinion in 10 words or less of Justin Fields as a player?
Extremely talented, needs work, has a lot of potential. Wait and see.
That was 13 words. Running back wise, Warren going to be okay for the opener?
Well, Tomlin alluded to that a little bit, that he shouldn't be that long.
Why should we believe him? I don't believe any coach in all of pro sports on injuries.
You know what? Not only that, I don't believe any coach, any GM for anything. I am going against my Cardinal row here. I think just put it under the umbrella that everybody's lying and you'll be better off.
I agree.
But, I think he's been around. He's been looking okay. So I know those things are tricky. So if he's not week one, I think he could be a week two guy.
Who's the number two receiver in week one?
It's going to be Van Jefferson as of right now. I mean, the best case scenario would be that guy in San Francisco, but who knows what that's going to happen right now. They're going to need somebody, Joe.
Which guy? I haven't heard anything about that. Percent chance that Ayuk will be here in week one?
I'm still keeping 50-50.
What? 50. How about that, city limits? I like that. That's encouraging.
I like it.
No, you don't. You love it. Defensively. Anything injury-wise? How about Peyton Wilson? How much concern is there for him?
No, he was looking good. I mean, he's walking around fine. It might be a week or so. I don't think that's any long-term injury type of situation there. I think they're relatively healthy.
Do you agree with me that Keanu Benton's going to be a star?
He should be, right. They need him to be, put it that way. Because, Hayward, I still think, has a ton left in him. I think he'll have something to prove this year, and I think you'll see him really ball out this year. It's some question if Larry Ogunjobi can keep up some of his preseason play. But, yeah, Benton has everything you want. I mean, young, powerful, multiple positions, smart. I mean, he is definitely a home run waiting to happen, right?
Thank you, big boy.
All right, what's Paul eating for lunch is what I want to know.
I don't know. I'm curious why he went out with the boss to eat lunch.
Maybe they're going to call it the Joe and Zeiss. Maybe it's going to be the Zeiss show for the second half of the year.
Don't care if it's the Cook and Joe show or the Joe and Cook show. I didn't push for that. It might be. Maybe they're telling. Maybe they are telling him that he's officially part of the show. I don't know what's going on. Nobody told me anything. He just left in the middle of a segment.
Well, last time I had a meeting with a boss, I got fired, so maybe let's hope that doesn't happen to Paul.
You think he could get a job on the McAfee show?
Paul should have his own sitcom, his own reality show.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
When are you starting on the McAfee show?
This past week, man, a couple of days. I'm writing a couple on the old internet. I was on yesterday. We'll do some wrestling stuff at the end of the month here. Starting to ramp things up a little bit, so.
And are you going to go on the road with the Steelers?
Yes.
That's great.
I'm not going to Detroit because, first of all, it's Detroit, and Second of all, it's a preseason game, but I will be in Atlanta and everywhere else.
That is awesome. I'm happy for you, man. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Thanks, guys.